Phillies for Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. I'm getting a mask off the draft.
No, you gotta have a mask off.
But you have to?
Yep.
Oh shit, we got all to go. But by myself.
All right, Marissa, you're all good.
Thank you. You can hear me okay, Daniel?
Yeah, I got you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We are now joined by Daniel Hemrick, driver of the number 8 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet and our second place finisher. Daniel, you got kind of pushed back there in the beginning with a little incident, but to finish second, you know, how does that feel?
Yeah, you had told me we were going to run second there, lap, whatever it was, 25 or 30. I would say let's take it to the house because – you know, that first wreck happened and we missed it, didn't hit nobody. I must have ran over a piece of debris, had a slow leak in the left front tire. And I only got to run one lap under green before the next caution came out. And I told him, I said, man, I'm hitting the racetrack a little bit. We went back green, cut a left front tire down, pounded the fence in 3 and 4, pit under green, lost 2 laps. And right then and there, I thought, well, it's one of those weekends, right? It's not a weekend again. And just through attrition, we got back on the lead lap there within the next 2 or 3 cautions. And really the turn for us was going down into turn one when that whole mess happened. Seeing, I saw 3 guys heading towards the apron on the flat, and that never works out well. So fortunately we were able to miss that. That really was a turn of events for us to put us back in the show. Kind of decided to take our tires at the right time, had a little better tires than majority of the guys in front of us there at the end, and it just worked out. So really proud of everyone on this Junior Motorsports 8 team. Really, really huge thanks to Nancy Andretti for letting us run such a cool John Andretti throwback and do it justice this time around. We sure as heck didn't do that the last time, so it was cool to have a solid run for those folks.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions here from the media. As a reminder, if you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat. And let's kick things off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead.
Yeah, Daniel, 4 straight top fives, I want to say, for you. Just what does that mean compared to kind of the way this season had gone?
Yeah, I just, you know, gives you a little bit of a confidence that you're doing something right. You know, fortunately slash unfortunately, it was good to have this string of top fives we've had. I mean, but this is also the way we feel like we had potential to run majority of the year. Just hasn't quite, you know, gone our way. So it's cool to put a string together like this. My next race in the car isn't until Phoenix. So hoping, fingers crossed, Jeb Burton can put this 8 car near the front in the next 2 weeks and give us a chance to lock into Phoenix to run for the owner's title here in about 2 or 3 weeks.
And there's some chatter that maybe you will do a full season of Xfinity next year. Does this give you any sort of extra confidence? I mean, you've been to the Final Four twice already in Xfinity, but does it just this run give you any extra confidence potentially going into next year?
Not really. I mean, I think, you know, getting to the Final Four the first 2 years, I feel like I show that if given the right opportunity, I can get there and have a shot. So under the circumstances, if things work out to where I can run full-time Xfinity next year or any series full-time, I know we can have a chance to get to the end. And that's what we're trying to do, right? Just trying to keep building for next year. And we're trying to put something together to hopefully announce soon. But that's confidence-wise, I'm confident as I've ever been. Just a matter of getting in the right opportunity and have things go my way.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Sterling with KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you, Marissa. Daniel, first of all, congratulations on the great run tonight. And kind of taking you back to that that incident that happened early in the race when your car cut a tire, and it would have been so easy to just throw in the towel right then and there. But what does the charge back through the field and finishing second tonight, what does that say about the resiliency of yourself and this team that you drive for?
Yeah, you know, I put on social media weeks ago that this has got to be the most resilient race team in the Xfinity Series garage because you don't keep showing back up like these guys do if you're not. So, you know, quite frankly, they had to really, really keep me in it tonight because, you know, just being completely frank, we brought a package that I've never had success with in any form of Xfinity racing. But we had to try something because we weren't any good here in the spring race. So from lap one, I wasn't happy. I was struggling to do the things I wanted to do. Fast forward, we cut the left front tire, and I'm thinking this is par for the course, right? This is one of those days. And, you know, those guys kept me in it. You know, we did catch 1 or 2 lucky cautions there to let us bare bond some gapping in the deck lid and the right front fender, stuff that at least gave me something to lean on in traffic the next couple of laps as the race, you know, went on. But without them, you know, telling me that, hey, you know, our damage isn't as bad as what it felt. Cause, I mean, I pounded the wall pretty good. So kudos to these composite bodies because – anything else, I mean, your day is done. And I thought our day was. So that's why I said earlier when I sat down here, If you'd have told us we were going to run second, I would have said, sign a check and let's go to the house. So it was a good day for us.
And a quick follow-up that I have. Your team, if I remember correctly, it's in the playoffs for the Owners' Championship. So how does a run like this just boost the confidence up even more for the eight team as they go on for the next 2 weeks for this round?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, right? I mean, when myself and Jeb Burton and obviously our boss, Dale Jr., running one race, you know, everybody else sets out to win the driver's title. But with the way we have a rotation of drivers in and out of this eight car, our title is the Owners' Championship. That's what we started off in Daytona trying to win. It was good to have a solid first round for myself to go from, I think we were 12th in owner points to fourth by the end of the rain race, got reseeded to eighth for tonight. I wish we could have got some stage points today. That would have helped our hunt to try to get the Phoenix to run for that title substantially. But if we had to spend the first two thirds of the race getting our car fixed where we could have a second place finish, then that's what you have to do. That's how we maximized our day. And that's what we did with our damage we had today.
Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll take our next question from Rob with NASCAR Pole Position. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Daniel, congratulations on that podium finish tonight. You're welcome. What a resilient drive you had tonight. You know, given the fact that, you know, you've taken the to drive the eight car this year after racing a cup last year, you know, what is it about Junior Motorsports that's really helped showcase what you can do in a race car in terms of your long-term vision? Do you see yourself saying, hey, I want to get back to cup, or, you know, whatever the best opportunity is, I'm going to go for it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've said here recently that, you know, no matter where I land at here, hopefully it's on my feet somewhere, that it's full-time racing at the highest level possible in whatever series that can be. You know, obviously I was given a great opportunity this year. I thought with as late as I found out, I didn't have a cup ride for this past year in 2020. Losing it so late in 2019, I thought there's no way I'm going to put a deal together for 2020. And it worked out where we're able to piece together, you know, 20 some odd races in this eight car, and to be able to get funding from Poppy Bank and Chevrolet and all of our supporters to make this run happen. But ultimately it was about, you know, keeping my butt in the seat this year, trying to make sure I could, you know, stay a part of the mix, stay a part of the conversation. We've been able to do that. Especially I feel like a lot here as of late. You know, quite frankly, I feel like a lot of people are thinking that I'm down and out and on my way in, out of the sport. And I can promise you, I'm going to do everything I can in my power to stick around here, to be in this sport of NASCAR for a long time to come, and look forward to being successful at it. Just got to have the right break, man. It's all about timing and situations. And, you know, having this shot at Junior Motorsports this year has allowed me to, like I said, keep a seat warm, hopefully to make my move for next year, wherever it's going to be, and hopefully be able to run full time.
Sure. And my follow-up question to that is, you know, we've seen the Xfinity Series really become super competitive and, you know, be sometimes the most, like, competitive race of the whole race weekend. So, I mean, given your last experiences in the Xfinity since 2018, how much of the competition has changed in terms of the intensity and just kind of the focus to, you know, contend for the front?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely intense, but I don't necessarily think it's more so than what it was even in 2017 and 18 when I ran in it. I think the thing about the Xfinity Series, at least, is such competitive racing like you're talking about, is aero package. We have a really good balance of motor slash tire and downforce. And the way that shakes out just makes for a lot of comers and goers throughout these races. And I know, you know, it hasn't had a ton of success at the cup level, this style of package, but, you know, they got a really, really fun race car to drive here throughout the Xfinity Series field. And, yeah, I think just coming back here and having solid days, right? I mean, that's what gives me the opportunity to, or gives me the confidence to know that if I had the right opportunity, I can go run full time and still compete and do it for wins. I like for somebody to tell me here, I don't know how many second places I have in the Xfinity Series without winning a race. It's got to be getting close to the most without ever winning. But, man, it's – like I said, I wish we were over in victory lane right now, but with the damage and stuff we had this weekend, you gotta lick your wounds, and we'll take a second, go to the house and try to build for the following weeks.
Sure. Keep up the good work. Good luck.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right. And we'll take our final question from Aaron Baird. Go ahead, Aaron.
On the way to your second place run today, you had, I guess, fortunate, unfortunate, a front row seat to a pretty hard crash with, I think it was Anthony Alfredo, just an Allgaier and Fume.
Field as it looked like to me.
What did you see from that? What was it like trying to drive through it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was debating on which lane to pick. You know, I think it's a great addition to this, to the choose box we have. It lets you kind of put yourself in whatever position you feel like is going to best, you know, benefit you for that following restart. And as I was rolling to the chews, I decided to lose. Actually, I lost one row, one spot on the racetrack by choosing the top. But I wanted to be able to predict and see the lines, see the lanes changing, and be able to pick my lane in one and two. If you take the bottom, majority of the time, you're stuck there. And that's what happened, right? I mean, you saw everybody just funnel in left, left, left to the flat. And the last thing I saw, which I had a great visual because a lot of guys went way top in front of me and way bottom. And I saw the seven completely on the flat, another two or three cars to his outside, and they weren't letting them up. I knew very quickly this law of physics, that wasn't going to work out very well. So I hated hated it turned out like it did for those guys. Very fortunate turn of events for us that let us get to pit road and do the things we needed to do to have a good night. But it's cool to, it was really, fortunate to see Anthony climb out of that thing. And I still have yet to see a full replay of it, but from the visual I had, it was pretty wild.
All right, Daniel. Did you have a follow-up, Aaron? Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot to mention. You mentioned your next slash last race being Phoenix. Going into that, obviously there are going to be a lot of championship implications on the line, and I suppose it varies for your team championship as well, but do you expect to approach that pretty similar to how you've approached the rest of these, or do you race it different knowing that the championship four is at stake?
No, I mean, it's like I said, if we can somehow figure out a way to lock in there, we approach it as we have since day one at Daytona, and that's going to maximize our day. Yeah, I mean, there's a driver's title on the line, but the owner's title for the folks that are running for it is just a big of a deal. So, and quite frankly, I was in the car at Phoenix earlier this year, and we weren't that good, but luckily our teammates have some really good notes for there, especially the seven of all guy runs exceptionally well there. So, yeah, we just got to go into that place and approach it, with one goal in mind, and that's trying to maximize the day and let the rest play out.
All righty, Daniel. And Mark Garrow with PRM wanted to tell you that you have seven runner-ups.
That's ridiculous.
But thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
And by the way, it's seven runner-ups and Dale Jarrett had 10. So you're second on the list.
Oh, wow. You never will be that guy, but hopefully sooner or later, we'll break through.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you at Phoenix.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the info. Thank you.